أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفذ كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 107, 108 and 109 of Surah Al-Kahf. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the condition of those who disbelieved, those who were the enemies of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks once again regarding those who have brought iman in Allah and practice righteously. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Certainly those who brought iman, in other words, the iman was perfect in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the Zat, in the being of Allah, the Nubuwat of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Akhirat, and all the other aspects of iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they practice righteously according to what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has described as right, and in the tariqah, in the method of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. Then for them will be the gardens of Firdaus. The gardens of Firdaus means the highest of Jannah. Firdaus in itself also means gardens. There is a difference of opinion from Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu's time, whether this word Firdaus was an Arabic word or a non-Arabic word. Some have said it was a Hebrew word, some have said it was Roman, some have said that it was Ethiopian. But all of that, it was brought into the Arabic language in the meaning of lush gardens. Gardens filled with different types of trees, different types of vegetations. Nuzula as a hospitality. Now in the hadith of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this Firdaus as the highest of all the ranks and the stages of Jannah. It is under the Arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and from it the rivers and the streams of Jannah begin. The origin is from Firdaus going into all the other parts of Jannah. And then our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when you make dua and you ask Allah Ta'ala for Jannah, then ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for Jannatul Firdaus. Allah grant it to all of us. Khalidina fiha, they will remain in it forever. La yabghuna anha hiwala, and they will not desire to leave from there. In other words, they will not desire to be transferred from there to any other place. Fitrat, nature of insan is this, that no matter how much Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us in this dunya, a person will always have the desire of more. No matter what kind of opulence Allah Ta'ala gives us, what types of luxuries Allah Ta'ala gives us, there is always that desire that we must have something different. That desire that we must go somewhere else. That desire is we must leave this place and go to somewhere else. So hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that there in Jannah, the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will be so much, so in abundance, that even the desire, the thought of leaving and going to another place, that Allah Ta'ala must give me something better, something more, that also will not come into the heart. And then ulama write, this is absolute and perfect contentment. Absolute and perfect contentment that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bestow a person in Jannah. Thereafter Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about Allah Himself. Allah says, قُلْ سَيْءُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا. If the oceans had become the ink, لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي, to express the words of my Rabb. Some commentators have explained here that the kalimat of Allah here refers to the excellence of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the perfection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Just that aspect of it, lanafid al-bahru, then the oceans will become diminished, qabla an tanfada kalimatu rabbi, before the kalimat, the excellence and the perfection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is described. And we find Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaking about this, walau anna ma fil ardi min shajaratin aqlam wal bahru yamudduhu min ba'dihi sab'atu abhur. That if we take all the trees of this world, in those days the pens were not made like how the pens are made today out of plastic and other material, but it was made out of wood. So if all the trees, if they were all chopped up and made into little pens, and the ocean, and not only the ocean as we know it today, but even multiplied by seven, and a person tries to express this kalimat of Allah, the perfection of Allah, the sifat, the qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all of that will diminish, all of that will come to an end. But the kalimat of Allah, the greatness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the expression of it will never be able to be expressed. وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that even if another ocean is brought like this ocean that we see, we speak about it, two-thirds of the earth is filled with water, then also a person will never be able to express this kalimat, the sifat and the perfection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.